Bitches Tarot for the first week of February. I'm your host, Cardzi B. As many of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I began learning tarot when I was an occult-obsessed 11-year-old and turned that hobby into a tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot. So the end of January might have been a bit tumultuous for you guys. I don't know if everyone else is experiencing this. I have a lot of clients have come to me with this. We did have the super blood moon eclipse on January 20th, which officially closed out the series of eclipses dating all the way back to May of 2017. And the effects of that final eclipse can take literally up to 2 weeks to clear out. So all the way from January 20th up until this new moon coming tomorrow, Monday, February 4th. I don't know if any of you experience the need to release relationships or things or situations that kind of just aren't fitting anymore, and you might have had like a tumultuous period this past week, especially with that. I definitely did. I had some things test me, lessons dating all the way back to exactly May of 2017. That's why, you know, astrology and lunar cycles are fun to look at, because you're like, oh wait, yep, that's when it started. This is where it's ending. But it's good to know that I'm like putting a bookmark on the end date of this. I had a situation with a fashion client who offered me a project for way, way beneath fair market value on that. And, you know, it was a rate that when my Saturn was still up in my Sagittarian grill in May of 2017, I would have been like, yes, please, can I have some more, like Oliver style. But honestly, it was an offensively low amount of pentacles. And I said no, and I, you know, very politely, thank you, explaining it was not aligned with market rate for the scope of the work. And as I did this, literally within 48 hours, I booked several awesome tarot events that are going to be super fun, high profile, and came into more pentacles than that mofo was offering me to do a project I wasn't even that excited to work on. So that's kind of like how the universe works. And the thing about big eclipses is they often are tests from the universe to make sure you're really ready to release situations or relationships you've outgrown in order to receive better, bigger, new opportunities that are really on your level. So now that we've said bon voyage to January and Capricorn season, and we're full on in Aquarius season in the month of February, I love Aquarian season. Can I just say, several of my besties are Aquarians, not to mention Oprah and Ellen. Also, I'm totally a cheesy, hopeless romantic who adores Valentine's Day. Even though I'm usually single, taking out one of my besties to dinner, I still love all of the heart candies and all of the roses. So I'm psyched about this shift. I'm not a huge Capricorn fan. Not seeing people, just the energy this season. It doesn't always jive with Sagittarians. So yay to Aquarius season. And Aquarius is an air element, and that's all about communication, exploration, innovation, and it often helps us to kind of look at our priorities in those areas. So for those of you who didn't love the energy of January or are already experiencing a bit of those winter blues, i.e. my reason for jetting off to the Bahamas last week, I encourage you to really use this new moon in Aquarius and Lunar New Year / Chinese New Year as a fresh start. It's kind of another, that's what I love about the timing of this, is it's another chance to get closer to aligning with what we're seeking in 2019. So, you know, if January was off to either a rocky start, a stressful start, you didn't really feel like you were falling in alignment with what you're really seeking for 2019, let's get that on with the Aquarian new moon on the 4th. So that being said, let's take a look at what we have coming in for February's cards. All right. So back from our 2019 overview poll, we got our first February card of Six of Pentacles. In the Smith Rider-Waite deck, this is this dude holding a scale and giving some coins to the needy. He's saving some for himself and it looks like he's spending others. So it's a card of balance and often financial or material pursuit related because it is Pentacles, but it can be balance of any energetic resource in your life. The minor arcana sixes are also ruled by the lovers and the major arcana. So sixes represent balance and harmony. Astrologically, the Six of Pentacles is ruled by the moon in Taurus. So that's really the combination of intuition, the moon, and material success. So how do we balance what we sense internally that will be successful without letting that ambition go right off the rails into greed? Moon in Taurus, in and of itself, requires that active balance. So in the Badass Bitches Tarot, Six of Pentacles is J.K. Rowling, the Harry Potter author and self-made billionaire, who lives a pretty sweet life, but she's still giving a ton to charity and responsibly saving and investing as well. So she really kind of embodies that Six of Pentacles. February is going to bring in some much needed balance after the whirlwind forward motion of Capricorn season in January. Okay, so now we're going to go into our second card of the month. All right, Six of Swords. We're getting lots of sixes. In the Smith Rider Waite deck, this is a woman huddled over with a small child being rowed down a river with Six of Swords in the boat. This demonstrates a few lessons. Number one, ask for help when you need it. Sometimes you can't row your boat all alone with a tiny child. Unless you're Sandra Bullock, then you absolutely can row your boat blindfolded with two little kids and a box of birds. Also, the second lesson in Six of Swords is sometimes it requires a journey, whether physical or mental, to drop off some much-needed baggage to clear way for a new start. I used to think, why don't these mofos just dump the swords overboard and start rowing a lot faster? But the older I get, the more I'm learning, the journey and releasing your baggage when you're really ready to and really have learned the lessons is far more effective and impactful than just trying to rush through that process. In the Badass Bitches Tarot deck, Six of Swords is Alanis Morissette. Remember when Alanis went from angsty 90s icon to all kumbaya, thank you, India? Six of Swords is all about that transformative journey that allows us to transform into an upgraded version of ourselves. Just like Six of Pentacles, this is also ruled by the Major Arcana card of the Lovers. So again, this is ultimately harmonious balance. That's what sixes are trying to bring in, is that harmony, that kind of energy ruled by the Lovers. It's funny that we have so many sixes and we've got all this Lovers energy, because again, it is the Valentine's Day month and we're seeing like hearts and flowers everywhere. So lots of Lovers energy, lots of balance, sixes coming in. Astrologically, Six of Swords is ruled by Mercury in Aquarius, which represents earned success. So earned success is different than inherited success, and that there is a journey involved. Sometimes you might have gone the wrong way. Sometimes you might have experienced setbacks, delays, but the outcome was earned from every part of that unique journey. February is looking like it's going to be an abundant month, and those successes will be as a result of all the time and effort that you put in along your journey. So also, if you've dropped off some swords, i.e. universal baggage, that energetic space that's being created is going to be filled with those rewards. So I'm feeling positive flow and abundance in the month of February. Okay, let's go on to our card of the week. Oh, Eight of Cups. Okay, cool. I was like, oh my God, are we going to get another number six? Because then it would be the week of 666. And I like sixes individually. I am a six numerologically. I'm a Lover's energy, but I can't help when there are three sixes back to back in anything. It just, everyone does it, right? Like, you can't help but think of 666, Aleister Crowley, the Mark of the Beast, and then the whole Madonna Beast Within remix plays in my head and I can't focus on tarot. So anyway, happy that's not the case. I'm happy we got an eight. I also think this card works really nicely with February's month cards of Six of Pentacles and Six of Swords. So in the OG Smith Rider Waite deck, Eight of Cups is this mofo in a jazzy red gown and red boots with a walking stick, what I would call a pimp cane, and he's walking away from eight golden cups. It seems like he's like got this energy of kind of a bit hunched over, a bit sad to be walking away, but he is walking off toward the light of the moon, towards his, you know, representing his intuition and just light energy. The Eight of Cups is ruled by the eight in Major Arcana. The Strength card is number eight of the majors. So this card really is about an act of inner strength and resolve. Astrologically, Eight of Cups is ruled by Saturn and Pisces. So Saturn and Pisces is often about abandoned success. And Eight of Cups can absolutely involve something that was once considered a big win. That could be a job, boyfriend, a girlfriend, a living situation. And it's okay to walk away from that which is no longer in your best and highest interest, even if at one point it was everything and it seemed like your end-all be-all. It's okay to have, you know, that moment in time was awesome and it caused you to be who and where you are, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be positive for you forever. And Eight of Cups is really about kind of understanding and seeing that and not trying to force something that has kind of taken its, you know, played its time out in this lifetime. In the Badass Bitches tarot deck, Eight of Cups is repped by Demi Lovato. Now, Demi's been pretty bravely vocal and open about her struggles with bipolar disorder and substance abuse, and she's taken a lot of steps over the past year specifically to walk away from various things in her life that she realized no longer suit the person she is or wants to continue evolve into. So this week, it's a really good time to tie up any loose ends that the eclipse might have left behind. What is it that you know isn't good for you anymore? It's okay if you did really love it, if it did seem like, you know, a huge success at one point. Our job in life is to grow and evolve and expand, and sometimes that means leaving things behind in the process. Eight of Cups is a great card for the Lunar New Year because it's in strength that helps us to step into a more authentic, aligned place of where we're headed for 2019. All right, so that now leads us to our coming out of the spiritual closet segment. Michael from Albany writes, "Hi Cardsy, I'm a huge fan and got your deck. I had others but got yours when they first came out because I listen to the podcast every week and I started to get pretty decent at reading the cards. I'm a sophomore in high school and got in trouble for having them in class. Luckily they didn't take them, they just told me I can't bring them to school." All right, that's good. Because imagine they just, like, I start sending them, like, the owls in Harry Potter, like, to the Dursleys' house. They just keep coming. I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm just saying it would be comedic. Anyway, sorry. Back to your letter, Michael. I'm really bummed because I was also learning through practicing on my friends and getting really good feedback. What I thought would make me seem even weirder at school actually helped me to talk to people because I'm a bit of an introvert. Did anything like this happen to you when you were young? How do you recommend I keep practicing even though I'm not allowed to use my cards at school? Oh my God, Michael, this one like made me tear up. Thank you for sharing your story. Like when I first read this, I was like, oh, you are just a beautiful human being. And thank you for sharing this. Let me just start out by saying big disclaimer, I'm not a mother other than to Lola the Dom Pom. I don't know if your parents are cool with you using tarot because you're under 18. Like, so they're still making the rules for your life at this point. And I don't know what the rules at your school are. So that being said, number one, I don't know why they got taken away. Were you busting these out in the middle of a calculus exam? Like, wouldn't advise that. Is it because the word badass, there's a swear word on the cover of the cards, is that restricted? Or is your school just intolerant of tarot as a practice? That's a whole other can of worms in terms of why is it considered contraband? Is anything, you know, related to spirituality or religion, is that not allowed? But I won't get into that. That's a whole other podcast. But my recommendation here would be, in terms of your tarot practicing, keep practicing with friends in your free time. In terms of in school hours, if you have any open-ended like papers or projects like history or you know, art papers or projects, tarot dates all the way back to the 1400s and it has art, historical, psychological, and philosophical influences. So that's a great way to learn more about something you're already passionate about and also to expose others to the very expansive history of tarot. I find it's pretty badass when limiting thinking people make comments about tarot being like evil or a witchy fortune telling game, and you can come right back at them with Carl Jung's usage of the archetypes or the ties to the Kabbalistic tree of life and how each of the 22 major arcana go back to the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet and why. So I think that that's a really good way to continue learning and also in a way that can kind of, you know, implement that into your schoolwork. Like I said, if you do have any open-ended like art or history projects that you have a little bit of freedom to pick your subject. I hope that that was helpful, and I am so flattered that you like the deck and even happier to hear that it's helped you learn more about tarot and feel more confident in your reading. And thank you so much for sharing that story. I just love all of you guys for writing in your coming out of the spiritual closet stories for this segment. Thank you so much. I love hearing them. I love that you're like sharing this, you know, with others, with me, with the listeners of this podcast. Thank you for all of the notes and positive feedback. I get so many like lovely affirmative notes from the Instagram live segments about the readings being accurate, things that you experienced, people evolving their own tarot practices, requests to sign copies of the Badass Bitches Tarot. And I am so, so incredibly grateful that this practice that I started just to help heal me has touched so many of you guys. I try to respond to every email and Instagram message, and I just want to express how much every single one means to me. I literally screenshot every one and save it in an iPhone gallery called Thank You Universe. So it means the world to me, and it honestly keeps me going on days that I am, you know, challenged with other things that are not in the fun healing world of tarot. So thank you. All right, enough of my emo moment for the week. Before we head out, I will give you the month's recap. So for February, we have Six of Pentacles helping us to bring in some balance, especially after that hectic January. We have Six of Swords reminding us it's okay to ask for help when needed. And also, it can take a journey, whether physical or mental, to clear out baggage we need to release to make room for the good opportunities February has in store for us. And this week is bringing us Eight of Cups. So Eight of Cups similarly reminds us to harness our inner strength and to bid farewell to anything we know deep down is no longer serving us. And that can be a vice, a relationship, a situation that we once really loved, but we now kind of intuitively know there's something about it that's hurting us or holding us back. So don't forget, as always, to check out my Instagram live segment, Sundays at 8 p.m., so tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in for an overview of the upcoming week's cards and a chance to ask your own question for a free mini live reading. You can also send your questions in advance to badassbitchestarot.com or at CardsEB on Instagram to ensure that I get a chance to get to your reading, because sometimes people are in another time zone. So if you guys are in like Europe, Asia, you're not going to be able to be live. I also will do your reading and the live stays on for 24 hours. Also, events. I still have great events coming up in February. I'll be back at the Open Center, one of my favorite places to read, Friday, February 8th from 4 to 8 p.m. And I'm doing a special Badass Bitches Tarot kickoff at Om Shanti. I'm doing readings, doing a little meet and greet around the deck launch there, Saturday, February 9th from 1 to 3 p.m. And also, I've mentioned it before, and it's going to get better because we're actually going to do a whole free giveaway for Rise Gathering. But if you are looking for an incredible spring retreat, I am the featured tarot reader at Rise Gathering, a weekend May 31st to June 2nd. A lot of fun healers, there's Reiki, there's yoga. It's going to be an incredible weekend. You can get $100 off right now with code CARDSY2019 at risegatherings.com, and continue to follow me, CARDSYB, on Instagram and badassbitchestarot.com, because there's going to be even more giveaways around that event. Also, if you have a sec, please, please rate and review this podcast. It helps more people to be able to view it in iTunes and Spotify so that they can choose to listen and get more people on the magical bandwagon of CardsYB and Badass Bitches Tarot. So thank you so much for listening. Happy, happy new moon in Aquarius. And as always, stay magical AF.